Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for tonight's volleyball matchup between the Fort Recovery Indians, who are 11-2 on the year, and the Sydney Lehman volleyball squad. They are at a 8-7 record, we understand, for the Lehman varsity. In the JV competition tonight, it was Fort Recovery the winner. Fort Recovery beating Sydney Lehman 25-9 and 25-19. That makes the junior varsity record 14-1 on the campaign. Pretty impressive. We'll be back in a moment here at PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're set to go. Again, Lady Indians are 11-2 on the campaign. Sydney Lehman comes in at a record of 8-7. So Fort Recovery would like to win this one. We're at Parkway on Thursday, and we'll be there at Parkway to bring you all the action from that matchup as well on, again, Thursday night. The coin toss was won by Fort Recovery, I believe. Let's double check. Yep, and they are going to be serving first. So let's see who it is going back there to serve for Fort Recovery. It looks like it's going to be Kaya Wendell. So Kaya Wendell ready to serve. The first one is a good serve dug out on the back line. Here's the set and the smash. Is it a kill? Yes. Give the kill there to Sydney Lehman's Maddie McFarland. And they're on top by a score of 1-0. Lehman Catholic High School, Sydney. Always a strong volleyball program indeed. Here's the next serve. It's dug out by Paige Judy. Here's the set and the smash. And it's out of bounds. Too much muscle there by Paige Fortkamp, and so it's another point for Sydney Lehman. By the way, serving right now for Lehman is Lauren Larger. Good serve. There's the dig by Carly Stone. Here's the dink by Paige Fortkamp. Lehman plays it. The hit back over, and it's another kill for Maddie McFarland. That's two kills for McFarland, and that makes it now 3-0. Lauren Larger, a senior, serving now here for the Sydney Lehman volleyballers. And there's the dig by Kaya Wendell. Here's the set and the smash by Paige Judy. Did she get it? No, they say it was out. Boy, that was so close. Paige Judy had the right idea, but unfortunately just out on the sideline. Another serve by Lauren Larger. It's a good serve and an ace serve as Carly Stone could not dig it out. And the coach for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians wants to call timeout. That's, of course, Chelsea Colligan. And so we'll be back in a moment here at PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Timeout is over. So we'll go at it again here. Sydney Lehman continuing to serve. They're off to a great start, leading 5-0 over Fort Recovery. There's a dig by Carly Stone, and it's out of bounds. Carly could not get it to a teammate, so I'm going to go ahead and say it's another ace serve for Lauren Larger. Larger at 5-8, doing an excellent job here. It's 6-0. Another serve dug out by Carly Stone. Maddie Rammel sets for Cassidy Martin, and Cassidy gets the kill. That was deflected off of Lehman. So Cassidy Martin gets the first kill of the evening for Fort Recovery. Hopefully the first of many. And it's now 6-1. Now serving for Fort Recovery is going to be Hannah Kanapke. It's a good serve. And there's an ace serve for Hannah Kanapke. Sydney Lehman unable to dig that one out. Here we go again. Another serve for Hannah Kanapke. This is another serve dug out by Lehman. The set. Here comes the hit. And it's dug out by Kyle Wendell. Nice job. Paige Judy back over to Lehman. Here's the dig. And now the set. The hit to Kyle Wendell on the back line. Kyle digs it out. Here's Cassidy Martin. Too long. And point goes to Sydney Lehman. That makes it now 7-2. Sydney Lehman on top here by 5 points, and now serving. And it's too long. Serving there was Maddie McFarland. Too long service error. That'll give the point to Fort Recovery. And that makes it now 7-3. And here's for Fort Recovery serving now Alexis Bupp. It's a good serve dug out by Lehman's Lauren McFarland, and they can't play it. Lauren couldn't get very good control of that and couldn't get it to a teammate, and so it's a point for recovery. Give Alexis Bupp her first service point of the evening. Here's the next one dug out by Sydney Lehman's Lauren McFarland. Here's the set and the smash by McFarland. Free ball back over by Carly Stone. There's a smash and a kill for Lehman for Olivia Lucia. Olivia Lucia with the kill. So back to serve now is Olivia Lucia, and it's too long service error. I'm sorry, it's Lucia. Let me correct that. It's Olivia Lucia, and her serve was too long. And so going back to serve, Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy now. 8-5, Fort Recovery trails by 3, and it's a service error in the top of the net. So Sydney Lehman gets it right back, and you know, Sydney Lehman's record's not the flashiest in the world, 8-7, but they're a fine, fine program, and they're going to be quite a challenge for Fort Recovery, and Lady Indians cannot afford those kind of service errors. Another good serve. Bupp digs it out. Here's the set, the dink over by Carly Stone. McFarland passing to the net. Here's a smash. Fort Recovery able to play it. Judy will set for Maddie Rammel. Rammel dinks it over. Here's the set for Lehman. The hit back, and it's out of bounds. Lauren Larger hit it out of bounds, and that'll give the serve back to Maddie Rammel. It's 9-6 now. Sydney Lehman leads by 3. Maddie Rammel, a good serve. Here's the dig to the net, and it was hit too hard to the net, and Lehman had to try to hit it out of the net, and they couldn't do so. There's a point for Maddie Rammel. Maddie will serve again. And it's a too long over the end line. Ouch, another service error. And it's 10-7 now. Sydney Lehman leads by 3. Going back to serve now is Lauren McFarland. McFarland, it's a good serve dug out by Carly Stone to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Stone, a smash blocked by Lehman. Here's Kaya Wendell on the set. There's the hit by Fortkamp. Lehman plays it at the net. Back over to Fort Recovery, out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Trying to save it there was Mallory Hussey. Mallory Hussey, rather. And she hits it out of bounds instead. So Carly Stone will serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Here's the set and a smash. And the kill for Lehman. Lauren Larger with the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. And that makes it 11-8 now. After a quick start by Lehman, they led 5-0. Fort Recovery's come back here. It's been kind of an even match ever since. So right now, though, 11-8 lead for Lehman. Here's the serve by Piper Sharkins. And it is too long. No, they say it hit the line. Hit the end line. Ace serve for Piper Sharkins. Sharkins will serve again. It's a good serve dug out by Carly Stone. There's Rammel setting for Paige Judy. Paige on the hit and got the kill off the fingertips of Lehman. Paige Judy with the kill. That gives the side out to Fort Recovery. It's now 12-9. Lady Indians trail by 3. Kaya Wendell will serve for her second time tonight. Good serve dug out by McFarland. Here's the pass to the net. They smash. And the kill by Maddie McFarland. That's her third kill of the set here. That wasn't exactly the greatest offensive move there by Lehman, but it worked out for him, and they got the point. And here's Lauren Larger serving now for the Cavaliers. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Maddie Rammel will set for Cassidy Rammel. And Rammel gets the kill off of Lauren McFarland, who could not return. So going back to serve now is Hannah Kanapke. And it's a good serve by Hannah. Dug out by the Lady Cavs. The hit over and a kill. A deep hit and a kill for Lauren McFarland. We have two McFarlands in there. Maddie McFarland and Lauren McFarland. Maddie's a senior and Lauren is a sophomore. Here's Maddie McFarland serving now. The dig by Hannah Kanapke. And Fort Recovery just saves it, and Carly Stone gets the kill. That was just off the top of the net and just fell over on the other side and down on the floor. Well, that was a little streak of luck there for Fort Recovery, but hey, sometimes you need that. And here is Alexis Bupp serving, and it's an ace serve for Alexis right on the end line. That makes it now 14-12. Fort Recovery is back to within two. Alexis Bupp will now serve for the Lady Indians. It's dug out by Lauren McFarland. Here's the smash over and the kill for Sydney Lehman. Olivia Lucia. Lucia gets her second kill of the evening. Now serving for the Lady Cavaliers, Olivia Lucia, and it's out of bounds off the end line or over the end line. Point Fort Recovery. Both teams making a lot of service errors here. Kind of unusual for a Fort Recovery match, especially for the Lady Indians. Their service is usually pretty good. Kelsey Judy, good serve there. Pass to the net. Here's a block at the net by Carly Stone, and Lehman can't return it. And it's a point for Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy serving. 15-14 now. 1 point lead for Lehman. At the net, over to Fort Recovery. Free balling it back over is the Lady Indians. There's a smash at the net, a block. And just free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set. Judy setting for Fort Recovery's Garkey. Brooke on the right side. Now back to Sydney Lehman, back to Fort Recovery. And it is a point for Lehman. Side out. Fort Recovery hits that one out of bounds. And so going back to serve now for the Lady Cavs is Alexis Snipes. And it is a good serve. Here's the dig by Hannah Kanapke. Kelsey Judy will set for Carly Stone, and Carly gets the kill. That's only her second of the set, and it's 16-15 now. 1 point lead for Lehman. Fort Recovery has a chance to tie here as Maddie Rammel will go back to serve. Lamb will serve as dug out by Sydney Lehman's Maddie McFarland. Here's the hit. Good spike by Lauren Larger. Back over to Lehman. Back to Fort Recovery. Fort Camp back to Lehman. Here's the set at the net. A smash. And they say it was a block by Fort Recovery. Point, Lady Indians, and it's now tied up 16-16, and give Maddie Rammel a service point out of that one. And Maddie will serve again. It's a good serve. And at the net, a battle, and Brooke Garkey gets the kill. Actually, they call that four. They call that for hits on Sydney Lehman instead. So we'll be back in a moment here at, again, Fortside Fieldhouse. The scores, Fort Recovery leading their first lead of the night, 17-16 right now over the Lady Cavaliers.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Once again, 17-16. We're in the first set here. Fort Recovery with their first lead of the evening. And still serving is Maddie Rammel. It is out of bounds on the far sideline. Another service error. Boy, those hurt. That makes it now tied up, 17-17. Now serving is Lauren McFarland for Lehman. And Fort Recovery dug that out nicely, but couldn't do anything with it at the net. Never did get the spike back to Lehman. So here's another serve by Lauren McFarland. Good serve. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. Lehman has trouble. They're going to have to free ball it over, and they do. Carly Stone on the dig. Maddie Rammel sets. Here's Brooke Garkey on the smash. Cross-court hit, and it's out of bounds. Point for Sydney Lehman. 19-17 now. Again, Lauren McFarland serving. Good serve. Dug out by Alexis Buck. Here's the set for Paige Fortcamp. A block. Kaya Wendell keeps it in play. Maddie Rammel free balls it over. Just two-hand shove. Here's the smash back by Lehman. Played nicely by Buck. Rammel, and there's the hit by Fort Recovery's Paige Fortcamp, and she got the kill. Off of a tip, Paige Fortcamp with the kill. That's her first kill of the night, and that makes it now 19-18. Very competitive match going here after Lehman jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Fort Recovery has battled back here, trailing by just one now. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell on the dig back to Lehman, back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Brooke Garkey, and Garkey gets the kill, and now we're all tied up. Brooke Garkey with the kill. And Carly Stone will serve. And it's a service error again. Man. I have not seen a match like this. I've not seen a set like this all year on the matches we've done for Fort Recovery. Too many service errors. Here's Piper Sharkins for Sydney Lehman. Dug out by Kyle Wendell to the front. Here is Maddie Rammel setting for Paige Judy. And Paige got the kill. Nice job there. I wasn't sure that went over the net, but it did. And now it's 20-20. Kaya Wendell back to serve. We're all tied. There's the serve. It's dug out on the back line by McFarland. That was Lauren McFarland. Now the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell will set for Paige Judy to smash. And got the kill. Paige Judy on the kill. And that makes it now 21-20. Kaya Wendell will serve again. Lady Indians are in the lead here, 21-20. Good serve, the set. Here comes the smash by Maddie McFarland. Fort Recovery's Kaya Wendell will set for Paige Judy, and Paige hits it into the net. Hitting error there for Paige Judy, and it'll be side out Lehman. And Lauren Larger will go back to serve now for the Lady Cavaliers. Here it comes. We're all tied 21-21. Stone passing to Rammel. Rammel sets for Paige Judy. Judy hits it over the end line. Hitting air. It's 22-21. And Coach colleague for Fort Recovery wants to call timeout and talk this thing over. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines and walk-ins are welcome daily. No appointment is necessary. For all the details, stop in and talk to our pharmacist. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Here we go, 22-21, Lehman leading. Good serve there. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Fortkamp, and it's a kill for Paige Fortkamp. Close to the back line. Nobody was there who could get it for Sydney Lehman. Side out, Fort Recovery. That is Paige's second kill of the set, and it's now 22-22. Here is Hannah Kadapke serving for Fort Recovery now. It's a good serve. Dug out by Lehman. The pass to the net, the hit, and it's out of bounds. Lauren McFarland hits it over the end line. Sydney Lehman wants time as Fort Recovery takes a lead of 23-22 now. Lehman down by one. Fort Recovery with a one-point lead, 23-22. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Okay, Hannah Kanapke on the serve. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell passing to the net. Rammel sets for Judy. And it's just barely out. Point, Sydney Lehman. We're tied at 23-23. Side out, Sydney Lehman. Serving now for the Lady Cavs is Maddie McFarland. Here it comes. Good serve dug out by Wendell to the net. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. Right on the end line. Cassidy Martin gets the kill. 24-23, Fort Recovery by one. And this is your set point here. If we can get this one, the set is over. Alexis Pupp will serve. Alexis, a senior for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's Lauren McFarland passing back to McFarland on the hit. Dug out by Carly Stone to Rammel. Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin, and Martin gets the kill, and this set is over. Cassidy Martin with the kill, and that makes it 25-23. Fort Recovery wins the first set here tonight, a very competitive set. Again, Lehman getting off to a really nice lead, and Fort Recovery fighting back and able to get back in this thing. Stay tuned. We'll have the second set coming up for you in just a moment here on PG-14, J Country 101.
Little Susie brought in a brown bag for show and tell. Her teacher asked what was in it.
A turkey.
Let's see it.
Susie opened up the bag and pulled out a turkey sandwich.
This turkey sandwich is high in protein and it helps keep me focused.
Folks, get your Cooper Farms smoked sliced deli turkey meat at the Wayne Street Market in Fort Recovery, Ohio. This message brought to you by Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're about set for set number two coming up here. As Fort Recovery won the first one, it was close. Once again, it was 25-23. Lady Indians winning that first set. Here we go with Sydney Lehman serving to start the second set, and it's a service error. Hitting the ball over the end line was Piper Sharkins. So Fort Recovery, boy, the service errors continue to mount up in this match. It's pretty unbelievable, really. Anna Kanapke will serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out. Here's the set at the net. Blocked there by Fort Recovery. And they're going to call, actually, they're going to call four hits on Sydney Lehman. So service point for Anna Kanapke. 2-0. Kanapke serves again. There's the dig and a deep hit. Blocked at the net. Cassidy Martin on the smash and got the kill. Cassidy Martin battling at the net. Gets the third kill of the evening for her. It's 3-0 now. Fort Recovery with the lead. Hannah Kanapke will serve again. And it's an ace serve. Oh, I thought that was on the sideline. They said it was out. Take it back. Service error. Wow, that was close. Here's Sydney Lehman on the serve, and they have a service error. Lauren Larger hits it into the net, and it's now 4-1. Fort Recovery leading by 3. Remind you, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banner would like to wish the Fort Recovery Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's match with Sydney Lehman. Dr. Banner's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates, Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. That's the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banner, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banner would like to be your family's dentist. Fort Recovery got another dink kill there, and it's 5-1. Lady Indians leading, and Sydney Lehman wants timeout. So with timeout here on the court, we'll be back in a moment on PG-14 J Country 101 Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Alexis Buff serving for Fort Recovery. Lehman dinks it back over to the Lady Indians. Here's Maddie Rammel. Two hands it back to Lehman. And Lehman hits it out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Alexis Buff with a service point. 6-1. Alexis will serve again. There's the set for Lehman, the smash. And did they get the kill? Yes. A kill for Maddie McFarland, her fourth of the match this evening. 6-2 now. Fort Recovery leads by four, and Lehman will have the side out. It'll be Maddie McFarland going back to serve, a 5'8 senior. Wearing a leg brace on her left leg where she's obviously had an injury at one time. And there's an ace serve right in front of the Fort Recovery back line. Maddie McFarland gets an ace serve on that one. 6-3 now. McFarland will serve again. And this one is too long. Fort Recovery gambles and lets it go, and it goes over the end line. Good job there by Kaya Wendell on judging that one. Service error. And here is Fort Recovery's Cassidy Martin serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the set for Lehman, the smash by Lauren McFarland. Here's Fort Recovery's Carly Stone. Double hand push over to the Lehman Cavaliers. Back to Fort Recovery. And there's a kill for Sydney Lehman for Olivia Lucia. Lucia with her third kill of the match tonight. That was not a thundering hit, but she got the job done, and she'll go back to serve now. Good serve dug out by Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Brooke Garkey. She got the kill right down the sideline. Side out Fort Recovery. Brooke Garkey with her third kill of the match tonight. We're in the second set. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-23. We lead here 8-4 in the second set. Maddie Rammel on the serve. Dug out by Lehman. Here's the pass to the net. The free ball over. Maddie Rammel keeps it alive, and Fort Recovery a deep hit back to Lehman. Here's the smash at the net. Garkey will set for Paige Fortkamp, and it's a point for Sydney Lehman. Might have been a block. I wasn't quite sure about that, but anyway, it's a point for Lehman. Definitely came down on the Fort Recovery side. So serving now for the Lady Cavaliers is Alexis Snipes. Oh, Maddie Rammel went under the net. Maddie Rammel under the net. Point for Sydney Lehman. 8-6 now. Snipes will serve again. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone to the net. Stone will smash. And Lehman keeps it alive, but they can't get it over. Nice job by Carly Stone on that hit there, which caused Lehman's all kinds of problems. They couldn't recover, and it's a point for recovery. Carly Stone will take a breather. And coming in for Fort Recovery will be Brooke Collig. And Brooke Collig is going to serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve. Here's the set for Lehman. The smash. Blocked by Brooke Garkey. Brooke Garkey with the block. Service point for Brooke Collig. And she'll serve again. 10-6, Fort Recovery by four. And there is an ace serve as Lehman couldn't dig that one out. Two straight service points here for Brooke Collig. Another good serve. Here's the smash. A battle at the net. Fort Recovery's Brooke Garkey able to get it back over. Now back to Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by Fortkamp. And Paige Fortkamp comes through with a kill, her third of the match. And it's 12-6. Fort Recovery with a six-point lead and will continue to serve. Another service point for Brooke Collig. And Brooke got another ace serve. So Brooke Collig really doing an excellent job at the service line. And it's 13-6. Lady Indians by seven now over Sydney Lehman. Chelsea Collig, the coach of Fort Recovery. Greg Snipes, the coach of Sydney Lehman. And Sydney Lehman just hit it out of bounds on the far sideline. Point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Brooke Collig. Now 14-6. Collig serves again. Another ace serve, her third ace serve, as she has it going. She has served 6 points in a row here, and that includes three aces. She'll serve again. It's 15-6. Another serve, and this is an ace serve again right on the line. Sydney Lehman, Coach Greg Snipes, shakes his head. He wants timeout. Another ace serve for Brooke College. She has four ace serves, and it's 16-6. We'll be back in a moment here at PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this message from Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Another serve by Brooke College's Goodwin. Lehman able to get it back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Paige Judy, and it's out of bounds off of Lehman. Another service point for Brooke College. And she will serve again. This is eight service points in a row. And, oh, she finally has a service error. Hits it into the top of the net and down on the Fort Recovery side. So that finally breaks the string for Fort Recovery. Here's Lauren McFarland serving now for Sydney Lehman. Judy will pass to Rammel. Rammel will set a deep hit there by Fort Recovery by Hannah Kanapke. Here's Sydney Lehman on the smash, and that's a kill. Off of Paige Fortkamp, and getting the kill there was Maddie McFarland. She seems to be their top hitter with four kills so far here in the match. Side out, Sydney Lehman continues. Again, Lauren McFarland serving. Here's the set for the Lady Cavaliers, the smash. Fort Recovery plays it. Kyle Wendell to Paige Judy. Judy on a nice hit, but played by Lehman. They dug it out, and the hit is into the net by Lauren McFarland on the Lehman side of the court. Fort Recovery gets side out, leading 18-8 now. And Kaya Wendell will go back to serve. Let's see if Kaya can come close to doing what Hannah Kanapke did, Brooke Collig did a moment ago. And there is a service point for Fort Recovery. The ball, the hit, goes over the end line. So Kaya Wendell picks up a service point. And it is now 19-8. Wendell serves again, dug out by Sydney Lehman, the set. Here comes the smash, a block by Fort Recovery, but it goes out of bounds. So go ahead and give the kill there to Sydney Lehman's Maddie McFarland. Side out Lehman. And going back to serve now is Piper Sharkins. Sharkins, good serve, dug out by Fort Recovery. And Paige Fortkamp hits it into the net. Nice job by Brooke Collig there digging that out, but we couldn't make anything happen with it. Point Sydney Lehman. Another serve coming here for Piper Sharkins. It's a good serve. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. She got the kill. Off the fingertips of Sydney Lehman. Paige Fortkamp with her fourth kill of the evening, and going back to serve now is Hannah Kanapke. Fort Recovery in their purple jerseys, Lehman in their gold and blue jerseys. Good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell passing to Maddie Rammel. Rammel says for Paige Judy. Did she get it? Yes, she did. Paige Judy right on the sideline. Four kills now for Paige. Back to serve again is Hannah Kanapke. It's now 21-10. Fort Recovery has this set pretty well under control here. Good serve to the net, and the dink blocked by Fort Recovery. Cassidy Martin, Paige Judy right there together. So another serve here for Hannah Kanapke. Good serve, and they have trouble on the first dig, but they free ball it back. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Cassidy Martin. Martin on the smash. Lehman digs it out. A hit, and into the net it goes. onto the floor. On the Lehman side, another point for Fort Recovery. 23-10 now. Fort Recovery 2 points away from taking a 2-0 lead in this match. And here's the dig, and Fort Recovery's waiting right there. Paige Judy waiting right there at the net, and hit it back over to Sydney Lehman and got the kill. 24-10 now. Kanapke will serve again. Into the net, service error. Keeps the very brief, very small amount of hope still alive for Sydney Lehman. 24-11 now. Fort Recovery with the lead. Good serve. Kaya Wendell passing to the net to Maddie Rammel. There's Cassidy Martin on the hit. Lehman will go to the outside hitter, to Maddie McFarland. Now Fort Recovery back to Lehman. Now here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Paige Judy, soft little hit back over. The set for Lehman, the deep hit. Dug out by Paige Judy. Maddie Rammel hits it over. Sydney Lehman sets. Here's the outside hit. Kaya Wendell digs it out. A battle at the net, and there's the kill. I think that was Alexis Snipes for Sydney Lehman. And that makes it now 24-12. Good serve by Lehman. Here's Paige Judy as she bombs it over the end line. Another service point there for Sydney Lehman. Server is Lauren Larger for Sydney Lehman. Rammel sets for Cassidy Martin. Can't get the kill. Dug out. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. I think it's out of bounds. Yep. Hitting out of bounds is Maddie McFarland, and Fort Recovery comes down with the victory. 25 to 13 in the second set. So the Lady Indians have won twice here now, 25-23 and 25-13. We'll move on to the third set of this match between Fort Recovery and Sydney Lehman Lady Cavaliers right after we pause for this commercial message. You're listening to the voice of the Lady Indians, WPGW Radio, and FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Glad to have you with us here on the broadcast. We'll be back in a moment.
Students, congratulations on back to school.
What? Congratulations?
Yes, it is a new school year, and with a positive attitude, it will be one you will never forget. Your parents and teachers ask, give it your best, enjoy your friends, and make new ones. And do be safe, so next spring we will be saying congratulations on another successful school year. Motorists, be on the lookout for the children walking, biking, and running to school. They will be excited. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch carry-in or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
There's just one place where students are students first, and athletics are played with purpose and perspective. That place is your local high school. High school sports offer more than the joy of competition. Studies show that student athletes in Ohio are also likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in other areas of their lives, including academics. High school sports, a willing part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse as Lady Indians lead 2-0 here. We start the third set. Paige Judy's done a nice job tonight with a total of 5 kills for the Lady Indians and a block. Paige Fortkamp has had 4 kills. Cassidy Martin, 3 kills. Carly Stone's been kind of quiet tonight as far as her kills. She's usually up around double figures, but she only has 2 so far this evening unofficially. Brooke Garkey has 3 kills for Fort Recovery. Maddie McFarland's the big hitter for Sydney Lehman. She has a total of 6 kills tonight and 3 for Olivia Lucia. Here's Kaya Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. It's dug out by Sydney Lehman. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell on the dig. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Judy. Judy on the hit. Lehman plays it. Dug out to the net. Here's the hit. Fort Recovery can't keep it alive, and a kill for Sydney Lehman. Lehman with the kill to make it 1-0. Here's Lauren Larger serving now for Sydney Lehman on the side out. And the serve is a good one. Carly Stone to Kaya Wendell. Now Paige Judy just free balling it over. Lehman to the net, the hit, a block. And they're going to say Fort Recovery gets the point. I think that might have been, actually, I'm not totally positive who that was on the block. So we'll just go on. Here's Fort Recovery with the serve. Maddie Rammel on the set. Here's Paige Judy on the smash. Blocked by Sydney Lehman. Now Maddie Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. Martin on the hit. Goes to the back line. Here's the pass to the net and the smash. Picked up by Kyle Wendell. Maddie Rammel will set for Fort Recovery. Hannah Knappe back to Lehman. Here's a pass from Piper Sharkins. And Lehman can't get it across. Point Fort Recovery. Anna Kadapke serving now for the Lady Indians. It's now 2-1. Fort Recovery with the lead. We have won the first two sets, 25-23 and 25-13. Here's a nice hit by Sydney Lehman. Played, though. Nice dig there by Fort Recovery. Carly Stone free balls it over to the Lady Cavs. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. Paige Judy back to Sydney Lehman. The set and the hit. Kaya Wendell going to the net to Maddie Rammel. Here's the hit by Cassidy Martin. It's over the inline. I don't think it was tipped. Nope. No tip. Point, Sydney Lehman. Now serving for the Lady Cavaliers is Maddie McFarland, senior outside hitter. There we go with a good serve. Nice one. Dug out nicely by Hannah Kanapke. Maddie Rammel dinks it over and got the kill. Wow. Maddie Rammel saw the opening and got it there and picked up the point. Side out Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp will go back to serve. It's 3-2. Good serve. Here's the set, the smash by McFarland, and she got the kill. Lauren McFarland with the kill. I'm assuming that's her sister Maddie, who's also on the team. 3-3, side out Sydney Lehman, and going back to serve now is going to be Brogan McIver. McIver, a 5'5 senior, good serve. Alexis Bupp on the dig. Here's the smash by Carly Stone. Off the set by Cassidy Martin, and Carly Stone gets the kill. Cassidy Martin will serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Here's the pass to the net. Now there's a smash by McFarland, blocked by Brooke Garkey. Smash by Maddie McFarland, and it's hit out of bounds. Fort Recovery point. 5-3 now. Cassidy Martin serving. And it's a good serve dug out by Lauren McFarland. Back to Lauren McFarland on the smash and got the kill. Lauren McFarland with her third kill of the match. And it's 5-4, side out Sydney Lehman. Here comes Ellie Scott in for Sydney Lehman, and leaving will be Lauren Larger. There's the serve by Lehman. Good one, Kaya Wendell to Maddie Rammel. The smash by Carly Stone, and Carly comes up with the kill, her fourth kill. Makes it 6-4, Fort Recovery leading by two, and going back in to serve now is Kelsey Judy, as Maddie Rammel will set down for a while. Kelsey Judy wears number 23. She's a senior on this Fort Recovery volleyball squad. Smash by Sydney Lehman, and it's out of bounds by Ellie Scott. So point Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy will serve again. It's now 7-4. Fort Recovery trying to move to 12-2 on the year. And this, the dig is into the net for Sydney Lehman, and they couldn't play it out of the net. So point for Fort Recovery, and it's 8-4. And timeout is called by Sydney Lehman. Fort Recovery leading 8-4 here in this third set. Again, the Lady Indians have won the first two sets tonight, leading 2-0 here. We'll return in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, continuing to serve is Kelsey Judy. As the Indians have doubled the score here now, it's 8-4 over Sydney Lehman. Judy's serve is a good one. Dug out by Lehman's Brogan McIver. Here's a free ball back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell to the net. Kelsey Judy sets for Paige Fortkamp and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with her fifth kill now this evening. John Schock is the official up on the net tonight from Geneva. Another service point there for Kelsey Judy. She serves again, another good serve. Here's the smash by Brooke Garkey. Lehman plays it, freeballing it over, and a block by Garkey and a kill. Garkey blocks it, and another point for Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy's had quite a run here on service points. There's a little confusion by Lehman, and they can't get it over. Two of the Lehman players ran into each other, and that they could not get it over on the third hit. So another service point for Kelsey Judy. And it's now 11-4. Fort Recovery in the lead. Here's the pass up front. The free ball over, but into the net for Ellie Scott. 12-4 now. Fort Recovery leads by 8. Kelsey Judy's had, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 in a row here. She will serve again. Another good one. Dug out by Lauren McFarland. Here's McFarland on the hit back. There's the set to Carly Stone, and Carly got the kill. Give Kelsey Judy the assist. Carly Stone with kill number 5 this evening. Kelsey Judy picks up another point, and she will serve again. Good serve and an ace serve. Lehman couldn't play it. Lehman wants another timeout. 14-4. Fort Recovery with a big lead here in the third set. We'll be back in a moment after this from our friends at Cooper Farms.
Cooper Farms reminds you the Fort Recovery High School FFA is selling ready-to-cook 10 to 12-pound turkey roasts, perfect for your holiday meals. They're hand-packed in their own bag to seal in the flavor and are white and dark meat without the bones. Each turkey roast costs $30. Order now from the Fort Recovery High School FFA by calling 419-375-4111. The sale deadline is October 11th. Support the Fort Recovery FFA, says Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. The pickup date is November 2nd from the Voag Shop at Fort Recovery High School.
Great fundraiser there for the FFA. Support them. They would appreciate it very much. Here's Kelsey Judy serving again. Another good serve. The set for Lehman. And the dig over. Fort Recovery in trouble and couldn't get it back. Carly Stone, all she could do was reach out and hit it with one hand. And there finally breaks the service string of Kelsey Judy. 14-5. Lehman serving now. Dug out by Carly Stone. The set for Carly. She's on the hit. And Lehman hits it out of bounds. Side out. Fort Recovery right away. Go ahead and give Carly Stone another kill on that. And now here's serving wonder, Brooke Collig. Last time she served 2, 4, 6, 8 serves in a row. And there's an ace serve off of Lauren McFarland, and she couldn't get it to the right teammate, and it goes out of bounds. Another service point for Brooke Collig, and it's now 16-5. Collig, this time a service error. That's what stopped her string last time, except it was after she hit it 8 in a row. This time she hits it into the top of the net. So point Sydney Lehman. Going back to serve now is Piper Sharkins. Sharkins' serve is good. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. Here's Kelsey Judy to Paige Fortkamp. Got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. Kelsey Judy with the assist. Side out Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell goes back to serve. There's the first one for Kaya. It's a good one. To the net. Now a deep hit, but into the net for Lauren McFarland. It's a service point for Kaya Wendell. And Fort Recovery just cruising along here, leading 18-6. Here's Kaya Wendell's next serve. Good again. Dug out to the net, but hit out of bounds on the dig. I believe that was Piper Sharkins who gave it too much mustard. Another service point for Kaya Wendell. Wendell serves again. This time it's kind of short, but Lehman able to play it. A smash and a kill for Maddie McFarland. For her tonight, that is number 7 in the kill department. Now going back to serve for Sydney Lehman is Lauren Larger. Well, if Lehman's going to do anything in this set, it's got to be now. They need to get a run going here. There's a good serve. Paige Judy on the smash. Off of Lehman. They keep it alive. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Kelsey Judy setting for Paige Judy. A block and a kill for Sydney Lehman. Give the block there to Lehman's Olivia Lucia. And it's 19-8 now. Service point for Lauren Larger. Good serve. Kaya Wendell. And saving it. But they say it's out of bounds. I think that might have been Paige Judy on that last hit that went out of bounds. Another good serve. There's Judy on a smash, and she got the kill. Paige Judy on a wicked hit. And that makes it now 20-9. Well, Lehman needed a few more points there. Full recovery ought to be able to close this out pretty quickly. Hannah Knapke, good serve. Here's the dig by Lehman, the set. A deep hit by Lauren McFarland. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. There's the smash by Cassidy Martin, and Martin gets the kill. Hannah Knapke will serve again. Fort Recovery leads 21-9 after winning the first set 25-23 and winning the second set 25-13. Let's serve, but Lehman plays it. There's a deep hit. Aya Wendell and a nice dig. Here's Paige Judy, a smash, and got the kill. Paige Judy with the kill to make it 22-9 now. Another service point for Hannah Kadapke. Here comes the next serve. It's a good one. Deep hit by Lehman, a block at the net by Martin. Now back over to Fort Recovery. Window will set for Paige Judy. She hits a smash, played by Lehman. Back to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel over to Lehman. Back to Fort Recovery again. Here's the set. Paige Judy on the dink. Lehman plays it. Now they hit it back to Fort Recovery. Paige Judy on a smash. Played by Lehman again. A battle at the net. Fort Recovery with it. Paige Judy back to Lehman. A battle at the net again. Here's Cassidy Martin with the kill. Nice volley going on there. And Fort Recovery came out the winner. 23-9 now. All over but the shouting here. Here's a good serve. And a nice smash and a block by Fort Recovery and a kill. Fort Recovery comes up with the block. I think that was Paige Judy. Paige is only a sophomore. She's had herself a nice match tonight. Another service point there for Hannah Kadapke. Here's the match point. Good serve. The set for Lehman. Here's the hit. Played by Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel will set for Hannah Kadapke. And Kadapke got the kill. And that wraps it up. 25-9. Fort Recovery wins the third set and the match. They win 25-23, 25-13, and 25-9. Fort Recovery improves to 12-2 on the year, and the Sidney Lehman Lady Cavaliers drop to 8-8 on the campaign. Hang around. We'll be back to wrap up all the stats. I'll give you my unofficial stats coming up here in just a moment.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Wayne Street Market will be opening early. Did you forget that last-minute lunch, carry-in, or needing to stop in quick before school? Don't worry anymore. Wayne Street Market will be open at 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, starting September 5th. We will have breakfast sandwiches, wraps, and sausage gravy with biscuits. Hours will remain the same the entire year, and Saturday and Sunday will be open from 8 to 6. As always, thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market, your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kalp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or prescription Restasis? Kopp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous serum eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which cannot be found in artificial tear products. So call Kopp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery and Fort Recovery remind you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, giving you the wrap-up on the statistics here unofficially. Again, Fort Recovery wins the varsity match 25-23, 25-13, 25-9. A very quick match tonight, actually. Fort Recovery's unofficial stats, I had Alexis Bupp with 3 service points, including an ace. Paige Judy had 7 kills and 2 blocks. Nice night for Paige. Paige Fortkamp with 6 kills. Brooke Garkey had 3 kills and 2 blocks. Kyle Wendell with 4 service points. Maddie Rammel had 2 kills and 2 service points, and a whole bunch of assists. Cassidy Martin had 5 kills, a block, and a service point. Hannah Kanapke with 14 service points, including an ace and 1 kill. So Hannah Kanapke had quite a serving night. Also, Brooke Collig did as well. She had 9 service points and 5 aces. Kelsey Judy had 9 service points and an ace, and Carly Stone had 6 kills and 2 service points. For the Lady Cavaliers from Sydney Lehman, Maddie McFarland had 7 kills and 1 ace in the service department. Lauren McFarland had 3 kills and 3 serves, had 3 kills and 3 service points. It was Olivia Lucia with 3 kills and 1 block. Piper Sharkins had 2 service points, including an ace. Lauren Larger had 8 service points, including an ace. And she also had 1 kill in there. Alexis Snipes with 2 service points for the Lady Cavaliers. Again, I think I mentioned everybody. Again, Maddie McFarland led the way with 7 kills. And I think sister Lauren McFarland had 3 kills. In the reserve match, it was Fort Recovery winning 25-9, 25-19. Fort Recovery's reserve team goes to 14-1 on the year. Again, the varsity improves to 12-2 on the year. Up next, a conference match at Parkway on Thursday. We'll be there to bring it to you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Thursday night. Varsity match should start around 6:30. Thanks to our studio producers tonight. Again, in Portland, Eric Catterly at the radio station, and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, Fort Recovery beats Sydney Lehman in 3 sets tonight, 25-23, 25-13, and 25-9. From the Fortside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.